We're learning the laws of Birchas HaNisim, which is found in Siman Reish Yud Ches. The Mechaber tells us that Kol Elu HaDavarim, all the things that we enumerated upon yesterday, Einam Ela Kisharoe Oso Mishloshim L'Shloshim Yom. Even though a person would have seen some of these miraculous places where miracles occurred to all of Klal Yisrael, nonetheless, it has to be that the last time that you were in that particular place, in order to be able to say a bracha, at least 30 days, oz heim chova kamo b'par mishona. And it's considered to be an obligation for you to say a bracha. The bracha, as we mentioned last time, the bracha of she'os enisim l'amosenu b'makom hazeh. And it's as though you were saying it for the very first time. It doesn't make a difference that you've said it before. Just as long as at least 30 days, or according to some, not including the first time or this time, those an additional 2 days, regardless, it has to go by for a bracha to be said. It says in Mishnah Berurah, V'kodnen l'chein, Aser u'bir chasol avatala. If a person would be inspired upon seeing, as we mentioned, the place where the Yam Suf split, or by the Jordan River in which the Jewish people entered in the days of Yehoshua, or these other tremendous miracles that occurred in certain external stimuli which are in front of you, one is not allowed to make a bracha if it was within the 30 days. And it's considered to be a bracha levatal. And according to the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down the opinion of the Ravid, which apparently the Mishnah Berurah is not of the opinion, that says sheishul reshus afil kodim shloshim yom. That according to the Ravid, he feels that even within 30 days, one is allowed to say a bracha. It's just not an obligation. According to the Mishnah Berurah, clearly holds not that one is allowed to at all. Rather, aser uvir chasal v'atala, one is not allowed to say such a bracha within those 30 days. So, on this, the Mishnah Berurah asks a question. We've mentioned before when it comes to besamim, when it comes to spices, that provided that in the previous siman, the person is not, let's say, in the store and is around spices the entire time, in that situation, the bracha of berei minei besamim or the other various brachos, depending on the spice, is said only once. However, in the event that a person continues to enter and exit, nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze, the Mechaber told us, mevarach al kol pa'am, you keep making brachos on these spices, on this fragrant smell, even though, of course, it's on the same day. It could be many times in a span of 1 day. Now, when it comes to the miracle of seeing these waters where miracles happen to the Jewish people, we don't have that rule. If you walked away and you come back, you're not allowed to say a bracha. It's a bracha v'atala. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah asks the question, when it comes to ra'amim uzva'ot, when it comes to a storm in which a person will see, let's say, for example, lightning, person will hear thunder. I got that right. Good. In which there are brachos that are said. We're going to be seeing in a later siman, in Siman Reish Chav Zayin, that tells us that you do not keep making brachos over and over again every single time you hear thunder, but let's say that it would the clouds would disperse, and then you would later on hear more thunder at a later time, then another bracha is recited. So why is it when it comes to some brachos, we keep making the same bracha over and over again? However, when it comes to the bracha of seeing miraculous events, it can only be done within 30 days, after 30 days, and within 30 days is considered a bracha v'atal. So this is the wording of the Mishnah Berurah. V'ein l'hakshos, you're not allowed to ask such a question. About these different other brachos. Shemavarech b'chol pa'am, that you make a bracha every time. V'afil bo b'yom, even if it's during that same day. This is the shani hosom. It's certainly easy to make a distinction between these cases and the case of our siman, that of witnessing a miracle. Shemavarech aramim v'zikim chadashim. Because when it comes to the witnessing of, let's say, thunder, when it comes to lightning and all these different wonders in the sky, you are really making a bracha on something new. So, provided that it's not the same storm, you cannot keep saying the same bracha over lightning or thunder. But nonetheless, if the thunder and the lightning have dissipated, the clouds are gone, and it is the sun is now shining, and then all of a sudden there's another storm that comes along, those are considered to be chadashim. They're considered to be new. And therefore, you're really making a bracha, even though it's the same words, but you're making a bracha on something different. However, when it comes to our case, it's going to be it's all the same. This is a kumokin birchas habosem, and this maybe needs a little bit more work. When it comes to the spices, mivarech areach chadash shenodif tamid. Now, when it comes to fragrances in which the smell giving it a little shake, a person can have a more potent smell at certain times, and therefore, because there are different smells in which one is smelling, therefore it's considered to be chadash, new as well. So the fact that you walked in and walked out and then come back in, you can say another bracha because it's not considered to be necessarily the exact same fragrance as that which you smelled before. Which again, it's something which you need to think about whether that makes sense. Masha'en kein hacha, but certainly not the case when it comes to the miracle of standing in front of the Yamsuf, where precise location where the Jewish people crossed the sea. Nothing new happened from the first time that you said the bracha. And therefore, the only thing that we could have is time. And therefore, if you already had 30 days that went by, so the excitement and inspiration that you felt upon seeing this place in which a miracle happened to the Bnei Israel and a bracha was said, so it would take 30 days that we would want you to go by for you to be able to say such a bracha, because you're really not doing or seeing anything any different than you saw or witnessed 30 days prior. And therefore, for that reason, you can't keep making this bracha day in, day out.